and I like to wake up to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc on CJSF 90.1 FM. That is if I have to get up early.
That's perfect.
It was a mess.
Fellow humans from across the planet, good day. This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Little Burnaby Mountain. Yes, the unceded ancestral territory here of the Musqueam, the Squamish, the Tsleil-Waututh, and Coquitlam Nations, otherwise known as the Coast Salish people here of the southwest corner of Canada. Yes, just east of the city of Vancouver, Burnaby Mountain. This is home to Simon Fraser University, and it is a very quiet place. This is a holiday. It is Remembrance Day. So I wouldn't say Happy Remembrance Day. It is a day to reflect on, well, all the people who have fought and in many cases died to keep our world peaceful. So thank you to all of them. Over the years, many different wars. Yeah, humans have done some crazy things, but yes, this is a moment to say, hey, we don't want that kind of thing in the world anymore. And ongoing, as always, there are several conflicts going on in the world, and love to all the people out there fighting for peace, or maybe not fighting, actually just peacing for peace as well. So in the first hour, we're going to start with a few pieces of music from places where there are currently conflicts going on, including Yemen, to start the show. And by the way, I should mention this show, by the way, 2 hours, Wandering Rhythms. Yes, the name says it all. We travel around the world, and the first hour features music from far and wide. So it's a journey that you never know what's going to come next. And it's really primarily focused on new music. So things happening now. And the second hour is a wonderful excursion through a specific place and the many sounds that come from there. This week in the second hour, so starting at 1 p.m. if you're listening live here on this November 11th, the music scene of Sumatra, so the northwest-ish part of Indonesia and one of the biggest islands there, including the city of Medan. So yes, I was, as always, nearly always, blown away by the diversity of music and the amazing stuff there that otherwise I would not have heard unless I went looking for it. So, yeah, I hope you stick around for that. In an hour from now, we will showcase music from Sumatra. But in the meantime, lots of stuff to hear. So we'll start with a band, with a brand new album, actually. These guys are amazing. They are from Yemen, and they are called El Kat. So they put out a brand new album. Actually, it's not even released yet. Coming out November 22nd. It is called Sadia Jefferson. And they are on a British label, small one called Batov Records, which is really interested in genre-bending styles, particularly, it seems, music from the Middle Eastern region. And yes, this new album by El Kat has the first single released already. It's called Ya Rayat. So we'll hear that. And good news, it seems, coming out of Yemen these days, after about 4 years of war, this terrible human rights disaster, there's now peace talks between the government and the separatists, the two sides of this war. There's other sides as well, Saudi Arabia. Anyways, it's a long story, but yes, it looks like there's potentially good news ahead as things seem to be calming down there a little bit. So yes, for the people of Yemen, here is El Kat with Ya Rayat on Wandering Rhythms 90.1 FM CJSF Radio.
La la la, la la la, la la la.
الشمس فوق السواقي والجبال والضل بين الخمائل والنبات الشمس فوق السواقي والجبال والضل بين الخمائل والنبات يا راعية الغنم فوق الجبال عندي اللي محبوب يا راعية الغنم فوق الجبال عندي اللي محبوب قلبي ذكريات
Já não tenho medo. foi ver a lua de um outro ponto de vista. Mesmo que ainda demore, eu espero sua visita. Estou oxigenando o cérebro para não pensar no erro. Olhos na boca da noite, boca no batom vermelho.
Very exciting Brazilian artist right there, Saulo Duarte from Sao Paulo, the big city, raised though in Belém, Pará state of Brazil. Yeah, so his guitar playing is rooted in the country style, picking of Guatarada music from the north of Brazil, but now living in the big city where you can imagine it's easier to make it as a musician, make a career of it, that is. Yes, so that fella just put out an album. It came out 6 months ago. It's called Avante Delirio, Before Delirio, Delirium, that is. And the song was Ela Foi Ver a Lula. Yes, Saulo Duarte. Beautiful stuff going on in Brazil these days, which mixes, wow, all these great things from folk music with all the great new production that's happening, you know, based on new music technologies and stuff. So, yeah, they're really on top of it down there. Thank you, Brazilians. Before that, we heard from, oh, wow, one of the catchiest songs I've heard in quite some time, Gordon Kwang of South Sudan, now based in Melbourne, where he's had his music recorded recently. Seems like he made friends with some local Melbournians, and they were so impressed with his stuff that they recorded him and backed him up on bass and drums. So it's got a bit of a like a funk soul feel to it. Yeah, Gordon Kwang, he is from the newer people, I believe, of South Sudan, and he plays this folk instrument from East Africa. It's an six-string instrument. It's kind of like a little harp thing. So sadly there is still, since the independence of South Sudan from the north of the country, there has been still terrible conflicts there between some of the groups there, the Nuer and the Dinka cultures specifically. But yeah, hoping for a peaceful South Sudan future. So Gordon Kwang, that's K-O-A-N-G, song was Stand Up, Clap Your Hands. Who can argue with that? Stand up, clap your hands, give us your attention. Yeah, best song of the year, perhaps. You may agree. So Gordon Kwang, just a little three-song EP of his. And we started off the show with El Khat. That's E-L-K-H-A-T. El Khat. So a project by a musician named Eyal El Wahab, who after 5 years as the principal cellist of the Jerusalem Andalusian Orchestra decided to delve into his Yemeni roots. So he has reformed Yemeni folk songs and dismantled them using homemade instruments And this is kind of a new rendition of a folk song. Yes. And he's now based in Israel, but originally from Yemen. So Elkat with the song Ya Rayat, we heard from an upcoming album, Sadia Jefferson, coming out November 22nd. So look forward to hearing more from that album. And that's the starting of the show. We are next going to delve into some really interesting French-Canadian music. So this is a band that I just discovered. I was actually over in Ottawa, and specifically across the bridge in Quebec in Gatineau, and some friends were telling me about this really cool local band called Fet Nat. That's FET.NAT. They are from the neighborhood of Hull within Gatineau, and it's a real interesting mix of stuff. Some real punk kind of mentality with free jazz, funk. It's some really exciting stuff. So we're going to hear a song from their brand new album, quite acclaimed. It's called Le Mal, and the song Patio Monday right here. Fet Nat from Quebec.